This podcast is brought to you by Podcast Nation.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
The Vietnam War, it's over.
Your job's just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of spycraft. Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
This is Behind the Rose, where Bachelor Nation meets country music and everything in between. Here's your host, Blake Horseman.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Behind the Rose podcast. I'm your host, Blake Horseman, here with my buddy, as usual, Eric Bradley. And it is Tuesday night, right after the second episode of the week of BIP. And we're going to recap both episodes for you. It's just me and Eric tonight. But let's get into it, because there was a lot. We were sitting here trying to break it down, and there's a lot that happened in 4 hours of television.
You guys are going to have to forgive us, because this is a huge cast. There's so much shit going on. This is going to be super sloppy, and we're going to be all over the place.
Yeah, we're
going to
be a little sloppy, but we're going to do it.
We're going to be talking about tonight's episode, about Monday night. I mean, it's going to be all over the place, but we're going to do our best here.
We're going to crush it. There's a lot. So basically, it starts out, the first episode starts out with Demi coming down the stairs. And I don't get me wrong, like, I think Demi is like a fun, like, harmless for the most part person, and she comes down there just ready to fucking like destroy relationships. She has a mission that is to take, I mean, it seems like right off the bat she wants Brendan. And
I loved how David asked her at the bottom of the stairs, are you into P or V this week?
David. He
was fucking awesome.
He did good. He did good. I was not sure if I was going to be a fan of the celebrity host thing. He fucking crushed it. I hope he hosts the whole season next year. He did a very good job. Shout out to David Spade. He did very good. That's also a valid question.
Yeah.
It's also a valid question by David. Who are you going for down here, you know? And she basically, what did she even answer that with? I don't even remember. I'm going for the P? Or was she like, we'll see? Or like, I don't even remember.
I don't remember at all.
Yeah, but I think she only, at least what we saw, she only pulled men to talk to, and she was pretty smitten away.
Which is kind of funny, because her first person she pulled was Connor, and I found that weird.
Yeah, that is interesting.
Because like, Connor's not really edgy at all, like, for her.
Yeah, sometimes though, sometimes they'll just pick whoever's closest to them. Like, they don't necessarily go down saying, I'm going to pull somebody first, but I could be wrong.
I know in my notes, she picked three guys. It was Connor, Kenny, and then Brendan.
Oh, I promise you she picked more though.
I'll say they usually pick
like six or seven. Yeah.
Yeah. Cause it's like Riley talked to every fucking girl.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Usually you actually talk to most people on that beach, but sometimes they only air like a couple here and there. But right away she's pretty smitten with Brendan. She's like all flustered almost, which it takes a lot to get Demi flustered, but I felt like she was flustered. Mm-hmm.
Because like Natasha was super shook when she picked Brendan.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Connor and the dad jokes was fucking amazing.
Yeah. No, agreed. Connor's dad jokes are great. Yeah. Natasha was a little upset that Brendan said yes to the date, but of course he's going to. It's literally the second day on that beach, maybe. Yeah. Like, of course he's going to go on the date, and he did. Fun date. They went jet skiing, right?
Yeah, jet skiing, and then he broke her heart.
Yeah, jet skiing, they made out, and then he was kind of like, yeah, I'm not feeling it, which Demi has, she'll admit this, Demi has a big ego. Like, Demi is not shy about thinking she is the greatest thing to walk this planet. Yeah. And she's not shy about it. So
her subtitle says demigod.
Yeah. She which is fine. That's like part of her personality. And people love her for it. And, you know, I do too at times. You know, it's like she, Exactly, exactly. She is who she is, and she's not going to apologize for it, which I respect. But yeah, I think this all of a sudden she was like shook. I think her ego got bruised a little. She was like, wait, I just got rejected.
I'm going to come down here, fuck up shit, but then I'm crying.
Yeah. Like, I don't care what's going to happen. I'm just going to have fun and fuck shit up. And then she's like crying within 20 minutes. And how about her line about Colton? That fucking got me. She's like, I've never been rejected except on Colton season. That was brutal. But he was gay. Like, I thought that was like a cute little, like, harmless little joke. But yeah, so Brendan basically kind of was like, I still want to pursue other women. It wasn't even really like a, I don't like you. It was like, I want to pursue other women. But what he didn't know was happening is back on the beach.
Mari starts it.
Yes, back on the beach while they're on the date. They're kind of like almost joking, right? It seems like Mari and like some of the other girls are kind of like joking about like how he's seeing Piper. And then Natasha's like, no, it wasn't even Natasha, right? It was like some of the other people.
Well, Natasha seemed like they all seem shocked. Like, who's Piper?
Yeah, but that's like, ridiculous. They all fucking knew.
Everyone saw social media.
Yeah.
And Becca had him on the fucking podcast.
Natasha had Piper on the fucking podcast. Yeah, like they all knew. It was just like me with Demi and stuff. Like, we all knew Demi had a girlfriend. And now, you know, everybody knew that Piper and Brendan had at least been hanging out. Like, I will admit, maybe they didn't know if they were like full on boyfriend, girlfriend. But yeah, I mean, it was cute, like them playing dumb. But yeah, Brendan kind of comes back to, I don't know, was it a shitstorm? Would you consider that like he, like, well, I don't even know if he got it that bad.
The one thing that I don't understand about Brendan is like he gets so shook up when he's when someone confronts him about something.
He's in a confrontation.
And it's like he doesn't know how to handle that shit at all. Like, he's stumbling over his words. It's like he's just not like real sure in what he's even saying, it seems like.
I think he's a nice kid. Like, I think he's a really nice guy, and that comes off like very much like he's trying to not only say the right things, but I think he was a little shocked, which is surprising. But honestly, I know how he feels, because if you watch me with Kaylin when she was attacking me, I was kind of like deer in the headlights look too.
I do want to ask you,
I get it.
And I do want to get into that a little bit. Because obviously there were some jabs taken at you, obviously, by, you know, your BFF, Nick Vial, came at you, which is shocking. Yeah. But like, going to the double standard part, because it's almost the same situation. Like, if you're single, you're single. Mm-hmm. I mean, the women are eating, the guys are eating on the side. You know, everyone has, it's having good way to fun, put it. Right? Like, everyone's hooking up with everybody.
And that's gonna, and I agree. So I get some of the similarities. Like, I get why people are like calling out, because like Brendan had this really good edit, you know, and I think he is a good guy. Like, I don't think it was an edit. Like, I think he is a good guy. And
I just don't think he knows what he wants.
I don't think he knows what he wants. And I also don't know if like, I think he does like Piper. Like, I think I could tell that by the way he was talking about her. But I also think he's maybe like, oh shit, maybe she thinks we are dating, and he clearly doesn't. He even said, right? He said, I'm not in a relationship to Demi. He's like, I'm not in a relationship. So he clearly doesn't think they're in a relationship. So I agree. If he's not in a relationship and they were just hanging out and he wasn't promising her the world and wasn't like, I love you, I want to, you know, when we get to paradise, we're going to be a thing, then he hasn't done anything wrong. He hasn't done anything wrong. But if Piper comes down those stairs and, for lack of a better term, pulls a Kaylin and decides to just ruin this man's life, he's in for a long summer. He's in for a very long summer. So it's going to be interesting. Piper's coming, right? Piper's coming. So it's going to be very interesting to see how, So it's going to be very interesting to see how she handles the situation. If she just kind of goes at his throat and tries to just destroy him, make sure no girl ever wants to see him again, talk to him again, or if she handles it maturely and then maybe it works out between them. We'll see, you know, we'll see. We'll be right back.
It's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey there, Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And then as far as, Nick throwing, I don't want to talk too much about it, but yeah, you know, Nick throwing jabs at me, I guess what's new, so it is what it is.
That's just like his low-hanging fruit, like for him.
I think I am very low-hanging fruit, like, you know, like I think I am, but every chance he gets, but you know, whatever, it is what it is, like,
It is kind of funny.
We just agreed to disagree for a lot of things.
And your tweet was pretty funny, like how you own beachfront property or some shit.
Yeah, and is this man's head, yeah, I don't know. It is, but, because that's the thing, I don't even know why, like, or how. Like, I mean, yeah. I don't know why.
Was we 4 years removed from that now, 3 years?
Yeah, like, 3 years, and I don't even know why. Like, when other people start noticing it, it's like, you know, it's not like me being sensitive. Like, even other people are like, Jesus, like, why do you keep talking about Blake?
I mean, our good friends at Bachelor Scoop, you know, she put up the poll and it was, what, 95%? Yeah. Like, just like, get over it, man. Like,
I don't know what it is. Listen, I don't think Nick's like some kind of monster, but I just don't know why.
No, I think he's actually,
he does talk. Yeah.
He's a good guy. He's just,
I do too. I don't think Nick's like this monster, and like I don't think he's that, and like I don't know why, but we just don't melt, which is honestly weird because I usually get along with a lot, like, everybody, but for some reason me and Nick just don't click, which is fine. You can have somebody you don't click with, so it is what it is. I wish him the best and everything, like, you know. So moving on. Brendan Piper. So it kind of ended, right? It kind of ended right there. There wasn't much to go. It was like, I'm not in a relationship. And then they kind of just like moved on from it. And I was like, okay, I guess he's not in a relationship, right? Yeah. I guess I was like, okay, moving on.
Obviously, there'll probably be more that comes out once, like, Piper comes down those stairs and this will be revisited again.
And then it's put on hold is what it is.
Yeah. And then moving on. Yeah. We got Janessa and Ivan. Love them.
Jacina. And Ivan, phenomenal day. I really like Ivan. I really like Jacina.
Jacina.
Yeah. I'm terrible with names to begin with. No, they're great together. I thought that date was phenomenal. They had some really cool conversations, some really good
conversations. They had actually a pretty powerful conversation.
Very.
Jacina approached him kind of like complimenting him with his stance, like, on the whole race issues and everything, and how he was kind of out in front with it on his season, which was really cool to see her respect that. And you could just tell, like, their connection's great.
They clicked. Yeah, it was cool. They clicked. It was a very cute date. I was saying today, actually, on my recap, I was like, you know what you notice is, like, the day dates, those are usually don't end up like very, you know, I don't know, in a relationship, but those night dates get super intense and they usually leave like hand in hand in a relationship. And that was an example of like, that was a romantic ass date with good conversation.
We should pay attention to that because day dates are 0-2 right now.
Yeah. There was not a single day date on my season, I think, that worked.
And also,
not
a, it's really sad.
Me and Christina.
Oh, yeah. And also, I was going to say, it's really sad because she addressed the racist backlash she got off coming off of Matt's season.
Mm-hmm, she did.
That's horrible.
That's crazy. Cause I can't, honestly, I'll be honest. I remember her on the season, but I don't remember the drama she was in, but I do remember.
I remember she was in a confrontation kind of with one girl.
Was it that Sarah girl? Remember when everybody was kind of bullying Sarah? I don't remember, but I do remember it was like kind of a big deal. Mm-hmm. It was kind of a big deal. I do remember that.
Like, does kind of suck for that. Like,
100%.
The fan base is very ruthless, man.
You got ruthless. If they don't like you, they don't like you. And I don't want to say it's like the whole fan base too. Like, and I'm sure, like, you know, there's always the 1% that's louder than the 99%, and that 1% usually the worst. Yeah, 100%. Yeah, the bad people are the minority in Bachelor Nation for sure. But unfortunately, they're usually the loudest. You know what I mean? And that's what sucks, unfortunately. Ivan and Jacina, great. I can't wait. So I think we're going to be seeing them together for a while. I think we're able to watch their love blossom, if you will, for sure. What else? What else happened in the first episode? We get back to the beach.
Forgive us. It's all over the place.
No, I think it was Demi. Or no, it was.
It was Demi comes back, kind of like talking about the sexual tension, and it was such a sexy date. And then Victoria says, "Well, you're kind of a minor idiot."
Yeah, and Victoria and her kind of get into it. A minor, you're not a full idiot. You're a minor idiot or something.
Victoria was actually funny this year, or like her episode.
Yeah. I agree. I think I'm she could be a lot, but I'm a little upset that she went home because I think she does at times make good TV. She wasn't as much as she was in The Bachelorette. Like she was over the top of The Bachelorette.
I think
she tries to be Demi. Yeah, she tries very hard to be Demi. That's exactly what it was. Yeah, very hard. And only Demi can be Demi. She has that, like, I don't know, that ability to be like a cute child, innocent child, while also being like incredibly sexual and dirty. And like, I don't know, only she can pull that off. But let's get into the Victoria stuff, because that kind of starts to happen that night too. Yeah. So basically,
Tammy,
that's who it was. Tammy and Kelsey kind of. It's more Tammy than Kelsey. Tammy was kind of like, wait a minute. She has a boyfriend back home. And this is Victoria Paul we're talking about. Victoria Paul has a boyfriend back home. And I love how they use that graphic of like the play sheet, right?
Oh, the playbook.
I was like,
okay. Awesome.
Yeah, I was like, okay, graphic team. So that was funny. But basically, I was trying to kind of read what she was saying. She was saying Victoria Paul was going to come down, leave brokenhearted, or leave saying, I have somebody back home. The cameras were going to follow her home. And then they were going to have her getting together with her country. What did they call him? A wannabe country singer or something on camera. Yeah. That was what they were saying.
Wish we could say his name now, right? Teddy Robb.
Yeah, Teddy Robb. And he's not a wannabe. I think he's actually
he's an up
pretty well established.
Like, well, he's an up and coming like future act. Like he's out on tour with Matt Stell and.
Yeah, he's not a wanted, like he's not like a Jed or like, no, he's like a legit,
he's a legit
country star.
Artist.
In fact, we should have him on here.
Yeah, we need to follow up. We should have him and Victoria on. Come on, VP. Yeah.
Apparently, they're still friends. But yeah, basically, they go up to Victoria Paul and they confront her, right? They confront her and they're like, you have a boyfriend. And she kind of freaks out to a degree. She's like, I don't want to talk about this right now. I'm just going to leave this environment. I don't know. What did you think about that?
It was interesting. She was very much on the defensive the whole time.
Very.
I feel like.
Oh, I'm sorry. And James approached her too. And she was on the defensive immediately.
Well, James, like.
Because Tammy went to James.
Tammy went to James. Right. And then James went to Kelsey.
Yeah.
Because he knew Kelsey was friends with her from obviously friends being in Nashville and running in that circle.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would. What are your thoughts? Like, do you think that Tammy and Kelsey should have went to VP first instead of going to James?
Because, yes.
They are friends.
Yeah. If that's how it really played out where they went to James first, yes. I think they should have gone to Victoria Paul first for sure. 100% believe that. And they should have confronted her because she did say, I don't have a boyfriend. She said that. She's like, I don't have a boyfriend. So if they would have gone to Victoria Paul first and her be like, I don't have a boyfriend, I think that should have been the end all be all. And then James wouldn't have even had to like be involved almost. Right. Yeah. But the question is, did she or did she not have a boyfriend? You know, if she didn't, I don't think she did anything wrong. If she broke up the day before Paradise, she did nothing wrong. That doesn't matter when you broke up. If you break up, you break up and you're single on that beach, fine. That's perfectly fine. So I did miss, I guess, though, in the car, she said something. I missed this because everybody was DMing me this. She said something like, why would I stay on the beach when I have what I want back home or something? I missed that.
I think, I think paying attention to her stories and stuff, even what she shared today, I think she was referring to like her family.
Family, yeah.
And the church family and all that stuff too. Like,
yeah, I think that's what she was
going with, but I could be wrong.
No, I agree. I think that's what she was going with too, because I didn't even catch it, but I don't know. Listen, if she was single, she's single. If she had a boyfriend, that's a little rough, but I don't think she did. I think they were broken up before, but I don't know. We'll see. We'll see how it plays out. I think she even posted that if she had a boyfriend, she'd be back together, right? She would have gone back together with him.
Yeah, and I mean,
but they're not together now.
And obviously, we were just with her last weekend.
They're not together now. Like, so right
before Paradise too, and
they weren't like I didn't see him around.
Yeah, so I mean, they definitely weren't hanging.
I do think that maybe Kelsey and Tammy, you're right, should have gone to Victoria Paul first rather than James. But I don't know. It is what it is. And then she decided to go home, which, hey, by the way, James handled that phenomenal. I think James is very mature, very reserved. He never raised his voice. He was kind of just trying to get an answer from her. So I thought, shout out to James. I like that guy. I thought he did a great job. I don't know. I think it could have been handled a little differently. But Victoria ended up going home. So, which I think was probably a good move.
Oh, yeah, probably for just even her own mental state at that point.
Like, yeah, exactly.
Because it would have just got worse for her if she would have stayed around.
Agreed. I think it was the right move for her to go home, so I don't blame her there.
And even like Kelsey, like going back to the Kelsey thing, James approached her. I don't think she went looking for that. I think like she just was approached and was kind of honest with him.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I don't know. It was an interesting situation because, like I said, you never know.
Yeah, the editing.
You never know the truth and the editing. Like, you just don't know. So it's hard to jump down someone's throat, But that's kind of how, it ended actually because we went to the rose ceremony. We went to the rose ceremony.
No, there's still a bunch. Like, holy shit.
But we can't jump into everything. What, was there anything big though?
Well, I mean, you had like Serena and then Tammy like going after Aaron, like straddling him on the bed. Taj Nado came out with Victoria, which was awesome. Big deal, though.
Yeah.
I love Taj Nado.
Yeah, she's killing it this season.
Trey, I'm stealing Victoria.
Stealing Victoria. You leave. Yeah, that was great. Just like little stuff like that. Yeah. We'll have to skip over because we had 4 hours of fucking television. Yeah, like, we go to the rose ceremony, and this was all the rose, all that stuff you just mentioned was like kind of the cocktail hour of the rose party.
Yeah.
And basically the people who weren't sure if they're going to get a rose didn't get a rose. I mean, we had Victoria Larson, Kelsey, and who got Serena. A rose. Who got a rose over Kelsey? Demi, right?
Demi did, which was funny.
Demi got James rose.
That was kind of a funny conversation, James and Demi, because like James is sitting here like, I don't want a rose chaser. And then Demi's just like, well, he has a fucking rose. You want it? She basically asked him like, so are we going to have sex now?
Yeah. the producers were never going to let Demi go home. They're like, listen, James. Listen, James.
Serena went home as
Serena too, which is a bummer. We didn't get to see much for her. I liked her little rap she did. I thought that was pretty cute.
That was fun. Sit on my face.
I thought that was pretty funny. So bummer she didn't find anybody. And Kelsey too. Kelsey's a real one. I feel bad for her. I think she left on a good 100%. Like,
that's the bummer.
Kelsey. We know Kelsey pretty well. And like, she's one of the few, I think, who like legitimately wants to find somebody. And she just didn't. I don't think there's anybody down there for her though. Like, I don't see anybody down there who I would have been like, yeah, they're going to match, you know? So I thought she left on like a high note. She seemed very like okay with it and at peace with it. You know, she was kind of like, I came here to meet somebody, but I didn't meet anybody. Yeah, so like,
to me,
it's so
mind blowing she didn't get a rose because she's gorgeous, she's awesome, she's fun to hang out
with.
She's
great. Like, I know. I don't know why she didn't either over some of there's a lot of good women down there this year. There's some good women. So that was the end of the first episode. Speaking of good women, though, I was talking about this on my recap. Like, I was sitting there, I was like, man, 4 of the top followed girls in Bachelor Nation didn't go on the show this season.
Yeah, because it was
crazy.
Who? Maddie, Victoria Fuller.
Mm-hmm. Kelly.
Yeah, Kelly.
And Hannah Ann. I don't know if Kelly got asked. I know the producers and her have a little bit of a, like, you know. But
I know
Maddie
did. Maddie
know
got
Maddie
thrown
did.
Everything, too.
Man. They were like, well, fucking dancing with the star. You know, like, I don't know if they did throw her that, but they threw her everything.
Even to like our knowledge, now that we could maybe talk about a little bit of it, but like even like Abigail was on the fence for a while.
Yeah, Abigail wasn't sure. Yeah, she was on the fence for a while, but I think she made the right decision. But yeah, she actually said no, I think, and then they persuaded her. I mean, it is what it is, you know, and I think it's those women who didn't, like Hannah Ann's got her own thing going. She don't need the show anymore. Maddie sure as shit doesn't need the show.
No.
She's got like 2 million followers. And then who? Oh, Kelly doesn't need it. And Victoria Fuller doesn't. They don't. These girls. No. I think you get to a point where you're like,
you and Victoria are dating anyway.
Fuller, that's right. More clickbait there.
Why not?
Oh, God. We don't get clickbait from this podcast. Thank God. Dude, clickbait just gives me anxiety.
But you get clickbait on your that's because they run to
the PR, man. Oh, the story. My stories for sure do.
Yeah, you need to start saving that for us.
We'll talk about banter. We'll talk about it on the on Thursday. okay, on to episode two. On to tonight's episode. Tonight. We'll run through this pretty quick. You know, actually, I didn't mind this episode. I thought this was a decent episode. Probably the best one yet. It wasn't great still. I gave it like a 6, maybe a 7 out of 10.
I like it.
Yeah, definitely better than Monday. Or sorry, yeah, last Monday. I mean, basically, it kind of, again, it starts out with Thomas coming down the stairs. Yeah. And these boys, they just don't like Thomas, man. They don't like that, man.
I did like the Lance Bass intro though, like with the NSYNC song, yeah. And
those girls, some of those girls did not know that song though.
Yeah,
they were looking around like
Connor was just losing his mind.
Connor was losing his mind. I saw some ham. Some of those young girls, like, the fuck is this shit?
And Kenny saw his idol, like, that was Jesus that just walked down.
I guarantee you, some girls didn't even know who Lance Bass was.
Kenny was like, you're the reason I have a job.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I saw their little Instagram exchange tonight. It was pretty cute. I've met Les Bass a bunch of times. I don't know if you have or not, but great. Well,
I'm gonna post our photo from iHeart.
Yeah. I've met him there and I've met him a couple other times, but great dude. He really is super nice and fun to hang out with, and yeah, just a really cool dude. So I'm excited to see him as a host too.
We'll be right back.
But yeah, I mean, Thomas comes down the stairs, right? Thomas comes downstairs. Yeah.
Girls, these love guys him. Just fucking guys hate him.
Girls are like, oh my God, this fucking hunk of a man.
By the way, how tall is Thomas?
I'm not sure. You know, I think he's like 6'6", maybe. I just loved when he ran into the same fucking thing twice because he wanted to make sure.
Line. I'm going to break my nose.
I know. He wanted to make sure Marissa knew he was 6'6". That was the funniest part. I don't mind if you casually, if you're asked, you say you're 6'6", but to run into the same fucking thing so that you will be asked. That was pretty funny. But yeah, dude, Aaron, Trey, and James just don't
girls
like this
just
man.
Tarred. Dude, again,
they just
we're
don't
back.
Like this man.
We're back.
And I get it to a degree. I could see why Thomas might rub people the wrong way. I don't think he did anything wrong on The Bachelorette necessarily, but I could see how he could rub some people the wrong way. And if it was just one person, I'd understand. But it seems like nobody likes this guy. Like, nobody from KD season likes this guy. I think that should stand for something. But I don't know. Again, I'm not going to judge somebody off of the show and everything. So I'm going to give it time to see what happens. But I think he's intimidating. I think these guys are a little intimidated by him, for sure.
Well, I mean, he's definitely came down the hot commodity. Well, I guess maybe not. Riley came down with some swag today. So, like,
I think anybody who walks down the stairs is a hot commodity, to be honest. Because
you're the new, you're the new shiny toy.
Yeah. Yep, exactly. Just like in real life. Right. Oh, boy. Thomas kind of talked to a few people. You know, I don't know who all he talked to, but he talked to a few and I was actually surprised. He picked Serena.
And I was kind of surprised by Serena's reaction. Like, if he wants to make out, I'd make out.
Yeah.
Because, like, Serena didn't have that, like, because you remember she had the Kama Sutra date with Matt, like, on Hometowns.
That's right.
Or in Hometowns, and she wasn't feeling that shit at all. But now it's like, who's this Serena?
She must not have been into Matt. Yeah, she must not have been into Matt. Because that's right. She was, and even with Joe, I feel like she's been kind of shy and awkward with Joe too.
Right. But she Joe's was all been pretty fucking awkward.
Yeah, Joe's
Let's
been
be
super
honest.
Awkward.
Like, Joe's our boy. We could gas him a little bit.
No, but he knows he's awkward. That's the thing too. Oh, like, yeah. You know, but that's his game too. That's his
What's
game.
Him?
Man.
He's real. He's like that silent assassin.
Yeah. That's his game. He's just quiet and shy and awkward and still gets all the ladies.
His contemplation shots are fucking killing me.
Oh, dude. His contemplation shots tonight were incredible. I almost died. I thought he was going to, like, vomit. I was like, come on, Joe. Like, how long did you have to fucking... Those contemplation shots, guys, last forever, too. They'll do that for 30 minutes of just staring into the sunset. But those were killing me, right? Those were killing me today. But at the same time, it probably would suck to have... I mean... Thomas and Serena out on a date, and you're like back at the fucking villa, like, ugh.
And even for him, thinking about the last time he was on the show, because Leo from your cast, obviously, Leo was kind of the villain too on Paradise, right?
Yep. Yeah, big time. And so kind it's of in like, real life.
Yeah, 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 big time.
He kind of sucks in real life. Yeah, he sucks in real life too.
That's for another day, but
yeah, that's for a whole nother podcast.
But Joe is like sitting here almost seeing like deja vu. It's like Thomas is the fucking bad guy now coming down and swoops her off right away. And
they're almost similar, like they're almost similar. Like Leo's a huge dude too. He's like 6'5", like, I mean, he's like shredded fucking, and like, yeah, Tarzan.
He's like a romantic novel cover guy, like Fabio.
So it's actually eerily similar to what he did with Kendall. So I get it. I get what he's having trouble with. And I forgot. I legitimately forgot until he said it tonight. They left broken up. I thought they left together, but they didn't. They broke up on their season, Kendall and Joe. So he did kind of have a rough ending to Paradise for him. And I forgot about that. They got back together at the reunion, but they did break up. And I was like, oh shit, it probably is a little rough for Joe to be, to see what's happening. So yeah,
he's definitely showing it.
Yeah. And they had some fun on the date, but at the end of the day, we'll get to the other date. And but then, at the end of the day, what?
Go ahead. Oh, no, go ahead.
No, I'll say it. But at the end of the day, Serena kind of comes back to Joe and is like, I told him to see other people. And Joe's grin in that moment was adorable. He was so happy.
Well, his comment so happy. Cracked me up because he was like, yeah, I kind of figured it'd go
kind of
that
figured,
way.
Yeah.
Like, bullshit, dude.
But I think it was true. Yeah. And then he said, who's a better kisser, whatever, right? Yeah. And then she's like, he's like, I kind of thought so.
He's over at the bar telling Wells. He's like, how am I going to take a nap now?
Like, cracks me up, man. Oh, talking about his shorts. His shorts are stupid. Yeah. His shorts are so short.
I think they were pink.
Yeah, that was, and then they get that fucking crotch shot of Thomas that was unnecessary. But yeah, it was funny. It was like a funny moment, and it was very cute to see Serena come back to Joe and be like, "No, I'm into you, honey." So that was a cool moment. But while that was all happening on their date, Riley comes down, and yeah, like you said, this man got some swag.
That dude's shooting steroids straight into his fucking
directly
arms
into
too.
Them biceps, baby. What Jesus. The
fuck? He is yoked.
Dude, he don't skip arm day. He don't skip arm day, man. Fuck, I've seen him on Instagram, but then seeing him on the beach, I was like, shoot. He's and all the girls fucking noticed. All the girls noticed too. He was wasn't he in the NFL?
I don't know. I don't
think he was. So. I was in the NFL. I think he was.
I mean, he's doing jailhouse workouts or some shit, man. Like
pull-ups, push-ups. Pull-ups, push-ups. He is very confident. Very confident.
He reminds me
how
like
about
a,
let's talk about Taj like Nato again.
Oh yeah, Taj.
Good.
But I was just saying, like, Riley just like he reminds me of like an old school, like OG, just smooth cat, man. Like
yeah, he's very smooth. But see, I find that cringy. But girls, some ladies love that. And I think we'll get into it. But I think the date worked very well for him on the date. But I find that kind of smoothness so cringy.
Connor's gone.
Some girls love it. Some girls, yeah, poor Connor. But before we do that, let's get into, let's talk to Taj Wan because she was all in on fucking Riley, man. She was like, I'm here for this man. It's the only reason
she's
I came to Paradise.
Best.
She's like, I can't. How about the most relatable thing ever when she was having hyperventilating? And he was literally like, Taj. And she was like, I can't. I don't know what to say. I'm speechless. I don't know what to do. Help.
She got paper towel hanging from her face. Like,
and he's literally like, Taj. And she's just like, it was great. It was so fun. I love her. She's killing it this season. But I will admit, I thought he was going to take her. I think maybe she came on a little strong for
him. She basically threw
it
out there.
Down
she's like, yeah, I don't want anyone out. Like, just take me here. Like,
no. Yeah, she's like, I'm yours. What did she say? Yeah. Sweep me off my feet. Carry me away. Yeah.
And I think pretty much, like, let's just get down to business.
And I felt bad for her when Riley did end up picking Marissa. Because you can see her in her face. She was just devastated.
I mean, she storms off. Trey's heart just sinks. Like, what do I do?
Yeah. Poor Trey is like, yeah, I think me and Taj Wan are great. And then Taj Wan's like, take me away, Riley. Let's just leave the beach now. Like, it was pretty funny. But yeah, let's talk about Marissa. She's looking fire coming down that walk in that beach, like right past Connor too. Just right past Connor waiting for Riley.
And she's kind of in her cat suit.
Dude, she's looking good. I'm not gonna lie. She's gorgeous. And Riley, you know, Riley knew, and like right away, they have some of the probably strongest sexual tension I've ever seen, like on the screen before.
Yeah.
Like their sexual tension was, and I mean, it showed like later, but
yeah,
that date too was very sexual date. They were asking all kinds of questions. They were like,
oh, the questions were, I was like, the fucking fear factorness of it wasn't, but
no, but the questions were, it was like, what do you like? Basically, they asked, what do you like in partners? Bed? Like, what's your move? How many partners?
Yeah.
What do you want to be touched? What was, and there was another one. Yeah, do you masturbate?
Yeah. How many times?
This was like every day. I was like, yes.
Well, do you see?
Love that.
Well, like when, like, where do you like to be touched? And when she was like, oh, my neck, my feet. And Riley's just like licking his lips. Like
he was like biting his lip.
He was
dude.
Like, yeah, let's just get down to business right here.
Thank God. I'm not gonna lie. Watching that, I was like, holy shit. These two are going to fuck on the table on the table. Yeah. I had to masturbate. No, I'm not going to say that. They were about to fuck on the table though. It was intense. And then I love Lance talking about how they were kissing and he was just like,
what do I do here?
That is awkward. It is so awkward. But yeah, they're great together. And then the night portion of the date, pretty great too. I mean, they had some good conversations, but honestly, it was just a sexual tension for me. Like, it was just so much sexual tension built up between these two. And they are leaning against the wall, making out hard. We cut to Connor, you know, fucking on his guitar.
On his, like, he's on his ukulele, just.
Yeah, all sad, his shirt off, kind of just like so depressed. And then
for her to
we
get
cut
home.
Back.
Doesn't
we
come
cut
home.
Back. Yeah, we come back and he's like, I know. So Riley is like, I know somewhere we can go. And Marissa's just nods. I'm like, oh, it's happening.
I love the moaning.
Okay, yeah. Then they get, oh, by the way, though, they had to walk. No, I guess there are back ways to go. There are back ways, but you have to walk through a bunch of like ITM rooms. But for the most part, they should have walked right by Connor on that beach if he was still out there. But maybe he wasn't. Maybe that was just all edited together. But that would have been brutal. But yeah, let's talk about how they kept her mic'd up while they're making out and dry humping. And we're just hearing the moan.
I mean, she's getting fucking digitized. Late night HBO. Whatever's happening. Like, yeah, that
Jesus,
was like,
man.
That's like old school being a teenager where like the fucking screen is all fuzzy, but you could hear it. Maybe it straightens up for a second. And you get to
the
see
sounds is all I need, baby. The sounds little, is all I need.
You see a little nipple. You're like, oh.
Here's a little fact. Yeah. Here's a little fact for you guys, though. Everything in the Boom Boom Room is filmed. It is 100% filmed for consensual purposes. And to the point where there's a moving camera in there and the camera will literally move while you're booming.
So you hear it just like...
So somebody is literally watching you have sex. They don't air it usually, but someone is literally watching you have sex, which is super weird to me, but it is what it is.
Well, they kind of
signed up for it, I guess.
They aired a bit of it.
They aired some... just the tip for sure. No, but these two are fucking gonna get married. Like, I've just come to the conclusion. Riley and Marissa are gonna get married. That was marital sex. That's what that was. That was not premarital sex.
Yeah, I better not quit it.
These two fucking, they're great together too. They are two good looking human beings who are gonna make phenomenal babies. I'm all in on this Riley Marissa train, dude. I am all in on this train, man.
It's crazy because I don't remember her at all from Pete's season either, and like
I don't either.
She was a night oneer, she said.
She's tonight. Stunning.
Was she? She's beautiful.
She's a sleeper for sure this season. Yeah, she's gorgeous. And she seems really cool. Riley and her just melt like they're both, they're great together. I think it's going to work between these two, but we'll see. We shall see. But while that was going on down on the beach, we had a cool moment for half a second.
Yeah, I was like, I love this, Thomas. Good for this guy.
Thomas was just kind of owning
Trey
up.
And responded, like, I'm like, yeah, this is awesome.
There's like some cute music in the background, like some like not romantic, but like, you know, like soothing music, and they're all making up, and they're like, you know, Thomas is basically owning up to everything, and then Trey's like, you know, I'm not perfect either, blah, 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 blah. That lasted for literally 30 seconds. Yeah. And then...
because they both handled that super
very well.
They
all did. Like even James and Aaron, like everybody.
I mean, Aaron
handled
just
it.
Kind of stared at him, but.
Yeah. Phenomenal. But then Serena, which I don't blame Serena for this necessarily, but Serena kind of was like, he was kind of talking shit about Trey, saying he's like emotionally immature and stuff. And Taj is like, oh, no, he didn't. You don't mess with my man. Taj Nato goes in full effect across the beach, runs up to Trey, lets Trey know that Aaron or Thomas was talking some shit. And I thought, and to Trey's, you know, I guess to his point, like he went up to Thomas and was just kind of like, listen, bro, I'm done. Like, I'm done.
I mean, he literally just made Trey look really fucking stupid right before that.
Yeah, yeah. And I don't blame Trey at all for being mad. I thought he handled it well. It wasn't like he came at him like, fuck you. It was just literally like, dude, I'm done. Like, we're not friends. I don't want to hear anything else from you. You're dead to me. Like, that's literally what you're dead to me, which to his, I don't blame him. I don't blame him. Because, yeah, Thomas did talk some shit about him right after saying, you know, yeah, he kind of made him look like a fool a bit. But,
yeah.
Yeah, and that's it. What else? Are we missing anything this tonight? I feel like that's kind of where it ended, right? It ended with, yeah, it ended with Riley and Marissa in the Boom Boom Room. So, yeah. So, I love some pro sex episodes, though. You gotta love that.
I'm just, has that ever happened that quick like that?
So, I don't know about that quick, I'll be honest, because Dylan and Hannah were like the next day after he gave her the rose. Some other people were like right after after you get a rose, usually then it's like boom. But
I mean, yeah, sometimes you just can't fight that feeling, man. Yeah.
Like, well, and that place is air conditioned. Listen, I would have gone. I'd go into that fucking room with Riley if that means I could sit in some air conditioning. That's the only room on the villa that's air conditioned, guys. So yeah, you go to the boom room as soon as you fucking can, as soon as possible. The preview. Let's talk a little bit about the preview for next week. It looks like. I love there was one moment in that preview that reminded me of when I think somebody was like, yeah, Connor, Marissa and Riley were in the Boom Boom last night. He's like, what? He's like, wait, what? Yeah. I was like, oh, no, Connor. No. Like, dude, you're fucked, bro.
Poor Connor. Oh,
man, I know.
But we already knew that they weren't together because he's making out with the other girl at the fucking reunion.
True. That's true. He's a nice guy, though. I think Connor's a super nice kid. Yeah, he seems really nice. Yeah, super good dude. And then looks like we get some more drama with Thomas and Aaron. It looks like they get into it a little bit. Just looks like, and then how about, is it Jacinia and Demi, right? Yeah, I think it's, somebody throws Demi's cake in the fire. I think it's Jacinia.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Yeah, because, no, it's not Jacinia, it's Mari. Because
it is Mari, because
Demi makes out with Kenny.
Yeah.
Yes, it's Mari. So it looks like there's some drama between Mari and Demi. But yeah, other than that, I couldn't really tell if there's anybody new coming next week. They didn't show anybody.
Well, there's
I don't think she's coming Monday. Coming. But I don't think she's coming Monday. I think she's coming Tuesday.
Oh.
But I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
They would have probably have shown.
I thought they would have showed her. Maybe the end of the episode. Maybe it would be like Demi. You know how Demi came in at the end of the first episode. But yeah, so that's kind of, yeah.
Well, I guess we still have the rose ceremony next week.
Yeah, exactly. We may not get anybody coming down the stairs next week. So
yeah,
we'll
until
see.
Tuesday.
Yeah, until Tuesday. So, yeah, cool, guys. Yeah, that wasn't so bad. I actually thought we did a pretty good job on that. Pretty good job. 4 hours of TV in like 40 minutes.
We flew through that.
We'll get better. Points. We'll hit the main points.
Yeah, once people start weeding out here, it's just a lot.
But thanks for tuning in, guys. Yeah, and we'll see you next week and tune into our episode Thursday. And a reminder, we're going to one episode next week. So we'll have a recap and then a guest after the recap. So,
yep.
Alrighty, we'll see you guys Thursday.
And don't forget to subscribe and drop us some 5 stars and a review, please.
We would appreciate that.
Love y'all.
Behind the Rose is recorded live at the world famous Grizzly Rose or wherever we happen to be. Be sure to go check out our Instagram at Behind the Rose Podcast and follow us so you always know when we drop a new episode. And give us all 5 of those stars. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time. Behind the Rose.